Well, if you happened to be on the flight line probably about 45 minutes ago, you saw two very, very gorgeous-looking A-26 Invaders land. Three? There were three? Okay. See, I can't count. Three, but what a great sound. Those Pratt & Whitney engines coming down and landing here at Oshkosh. And with us right now is a young man who was fortunate enough to be able to fly from California to Oshkosh, first off in an L-5 liaison bird, and second in an A-26. Logan Jacobson, good to have you on the show today.
I'm glad to be here.
So how did you get to be so lucky?
Well, you know, you work hard and you get opportunities, and that's exactly what I did in California with the museum. And that's how I ended up here.
Which museum is that?
Stockton Field Aviation Museum. You guys should come out and give it a visit if you're ever near there.
Good. So how long have you been working and volunteering there?
Probably only actively about 6 months, but I've been involved and kind of known them for a couple years now.
Okay, good. And if I recall correctly, you've got quite a drive to get from home to the museum as well.
Oh, yeah, hour drive each way.
And then spend the day working on the airplane.
Uh-huh, and then don't get home till like 9 p.m.
Okay. What have you been working on the A-26?
So I've had my hands on like a lot of stuff in the nose, the bomb bay, and the gunner's compartment, mostly mechanical, not doing a whole lot of electrical, but that sort of stuff. So the historical values, putting the periscope in the gunner's compartment, there's a big armored plate back there, and a lot of the cool little instruments in the nose for the bombardier.
Good. I had an opportunity to crawl up in the nose on Sunday. That's kind of a tight squeeze in there, isn't it?
It is. It's even for me.
How did you manage with working on some of the restoration equipment that's in there to be able to have enough room to work and still be able to complete the task?
Oh, you just deal with it, honestly. I mean, it sucks at times. It truly does. You're putting in stuff by, as one person put it, putting it in by braille. You don't see what you're doing. It's right. All by feeling. And some stuff's just hard, but you get it done, and it looks good in the end.
That's right. How do you do the research, or what kind of research do you do to determine what you're putting where?
Oh, man. The owner of the aircraft, Ty Ramey, he has files upon files. I mean, I think it's over a terabyte of just files and documents on the aircraft, and he's the one that goes through them and then tells me what to do on it.
Okay. So you're not actually reading the plans?
No, not really.
Okay. But he's giving you the directions to...
Correct.
All right. What else needs to be done in the airplane, or what are you going to be working on when you get back home?
So we have bomb shackles, and we have the release mechanisms, but they need to be wired up. And the Norden bomb sight in the front, it fully functions. We actually took it off another aircraft, which was capable of dropping bombs, and we put it on ours. So we need to get that wired up, get the bomb shackles wired up, and we'll be able to drop bombs.
Oh, my goodness. With the L-5, have you done any work on the L-5? I think that's pretty much taken care of.
No work on the L-5.
Okay.
Pretty good airplane, in good shape already.
All right. Well, Jan Johnson is joining us as well. And, Jan, you flew the L-5 here with your co-pilot. How long did it take you to fly that liaison bird all the way to Oshkosh?
It took 16 hours total. It was almost 1,600 nautical miles. And we split it up into 2 days, and then the third day was an easy three-hour flight to East Troy, Wisconsin. We staged the airplane there, and then flew commercial back home to California, and then flew the A-26 out. So the A-26 does a little bit greater than half the time that the L-5 does.
Right.
So it was about an eight-hour flight for the A-26.
All right. So. With a stop or two in between?
Two fuel stops.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you ride in the nose the entire time, or did you swap back and forth?
No. So the first leg, I was in the gunner's compartment.
Okay.
That was pretty cool, getting to look through the periscope and everything. And then the second two legs, I was in the jump seat behind the co-pilot.
Okay. Is it possible to get from the cockpit into the gunner's compartment?
It is, but it's not doable.
Yeah.
And we don't have locking pins on the bomb bay doors, we don't want to.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But in operations during World War II and beyond, they would have been able to make it back there.
Correct.
Definitely.
Okay. We actually had a guy come by the other day. His dad was a gunner, and he said that he would frequently crawl back and forth. But, I mean, we're talking a hatch that's real small.
Yeah. What does it mean to you when you have someone come up and say, my dad or my grandfather, my uncle? What is that experience like when they tell you those stories?
It's cool and it's humbling to know that these great people before us flew these planes into war and were brave enough to do that, and that they did it for us and for our country.
Yeah.
So it is a really humbling experience, but it's also interesting to hear their stories.
Good. Are you thinking about flying, or are you taking flying lessons already?
Yeah, I hope to have my license by this time next year. So.
Okay. Well, so next time he'll fly the L5.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you can be the passenger.
I get to relax in the back seat. Yeah.
How many hours of flight time do you have?
About 40 now.
Okay. All right. You're well on your way then. What are some of the things that you've seen here at Oshkosh this year that made you, like, do a double take?
Oh, man. Shout out to Miss Mitchell B-25. That is one hell of a restored B-25. It is amazing on the inside.
Good. Did you get up and close to the P-38 or the PBY?
Oh, yeah. The radar system on the PBY, that thing is cool. And you don't really see that type of stuff anywhere else except there.
Yep, we talked with Rob Collins the other day, and he said it's really a mix of all sorts of different things, including the radar that you just mentioned, which is actually British. It wasn't even an American product at the time in early 1942. So when you get back home, I suppose school is going to start pretty soon. And then what other projects do you have in the works?
I mean, it's pretty much just the A-26. Okay. A-26 in school, man. That's the life right there.
There you go.
Cars, no. Girls, no.
Airplanes, good.
Airplanes.
Yes.
Keeps you out of trouble. That's a good thing. And we're talking with Loka Jacobson and Jan Johnson. Jan, tell us a little bit about the museum itself.
Yeah, so Ty Ramey founded this museum. Mm-hmm. Stockton Field was a World War II Army Air Force training base, mm-hmm. huge in acreage. Out in the middle of the Central Valley, and I personally know one B-17 pilot who was stationed there in World War II.
Okay.
It's my brother-in-law's father from Santa Barbara.
Okay.
So that really gives us a personal connection to that field. Ty fell in love with the area, set up his hangar there, set up his business there, got his first hangar there when he was 20 years old. Oh. So he's been there for over 40 years. I have two hangars. He has six hangars. So we're heavily entrenched into Stockton Field. The museum started as a place, kind of a collecting place for all the equipment, uniforms, military vehicles, and aircraft that Ty's been collecting over the past 40 years.
Good.
So it is really a step back in time. We have a cockpit out of a B-17 bomber that people can come and sit in, and we actually, for the premiere episode of Masters of the Air, which Ty was involved with, we had people fighting to sit in the B-17 cockpit and watch the episode on a big screen, eating popcorn and drinking Coke, and it was quite a spectacle. So it is a neat hangar, and we have a wedding coming up. Ty's daughter, Sydney, is getting married. Sydney is a Warbirds judge.
Okay.
She hasn't been here for a couple of years, but she's excited to be celebrating in the museum hangar, so come October.
Sounds good. What other aircraft are in the collection?
We have the Twin Beaches, AT-11, C-45, D-18s. Ty is, of course, a Twin Beach guru. We have the two Stinson L-5s. We have a Cessna LC-126C. Okay. We have the Douglas A-26 Invader. And we have a Howard DGA that needs a little work.
Okay.
So we're hoping to get that to Oshkosh in the next couple years.
And you know what DGA stands for, don't you, Logan?
I actually don't.
Darn good airplane.
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
Or there's a less family-friendly version of that. But you've also did you do it this year, I'm not sure, a bomber camp?
We've sat out for the last 2 years.
Okay.
We had it in 2023, 2022, and previous years.
Okay.
But we have to coordinate with Erickson Aircraft Collection up in Madras, Oregon to bring the B-17 down. And they've been, you know, they had conflicting schedules.
Sure.
So we're hoping in 2027 we'll have bomber camp again and get this kid involved and put him to work.
Yeah.
He's an incredible hard worker.
Good.
So
explain what the bomber camp is.
So we open it up to anyone.
Yeah.
We've had young kids, not young kids, but 17, 18-year-olds. We've had people in their 70s, and you pay a nominal fee, a couple thousand dollars. You come in, you get suited up in a World War II flight suit or a mechanic suit. Mm-hmm. You get a mess kit, you get a shoulder bag, and you sit in a classroom and learn about the Norden bomb site. You learn about the ball turret. everything, every aspect of the B-17 bomber. Right. Then you go out into the B-17. We go for a flight. Everyone is at their stations. And once we get up airborne, mm-hmm. you take your seatbelts off, and you can move around the airplane, shoot a 50 cal machine gun from the waist gunner position with blanks, yep. of course. And then we have dummy bombs in the bomb bay. You go up to the Norden bomb site up in the nose, and Ty will set the Norden up. You look through the Norden eyepiece and push the button, and you drop a bomb over a target.
Wow.
So it is really – it's all-inclusive for one day.
Wow.
And it's a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You are also involved here with Warbirds of America. You,
yes.
You do the trams.
I do, good. Yeah. I'm a new narrator on the trams. Vic Krause came to me a couple of years ago and said, we need a female on the Warbird trams. So I reluctantly agreed last year and had a blast, so I'm doing it, and that's where I'm going to be in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
So.
where does the tram tour go?
It starts in Warbird Alley, mm-hmm. and goes through Fighter Town, and then past the reenactors camp into the L-Birds and through the trainers, and then out to the T-34 Mentors, Bomber Row, PB4Y2, and then up to the Vietnam era aircraft.
Great.
So it's a lot of fun.
I know it is a very popular attraction in the Warbirds community.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to work, and we'll let you get back to looking at airplanes
oh,
and telling people about the A-26. Logan Jacobson, Jan Johnson, thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your time here at AirVenture.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. And this is EIA Radio.